That's the tongue. Mm-hmm.
And say you had a horse pulling a buggy, and what'd you have to back him in between there?
The shafts. Mm-hmm.
What'd you use to drive that horse with you?
You had your lines and your whip that went into the stock, the whip stock holder on the dashboard of the buggy.
You mentioned a little while ago the hub. What do you call the steel outside part of a wagon wheel? What was that called?
That is called the tire.
Mm-hmm. Any other name that people ever use for that?
Yeah. Well, the band. Mm-hmm. The band or the tire would both have the same meaning. Uh-huh. And the wooden part underneath the tire on the wagon or the buggy is the felloe. Mm-hmm. It's put in as a rule on a wagon from 3 to 4 sections. It depends on the size of the wheel as to how many sections you have to have.
Mm-hmm. Now, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
That's your double tree. Mm-hmm. Or your single tree. If you're running, got two horses, why, you've got a double tree and then a single tree on each end of the double tree behind each horse. And if it's a single horse, it's just the double tree with the traces fastened to either end.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit onto? That bar that it that connects its wheels, in other words.
Oh, the axle. Mm-hmm. You've got your axle. Mm-hmm. And your thimbles is the steel, the malleable steel piece that goes on the end of the axle. Mm-hmm. And then the cuff that goes in the hub is called the skein. Mm-hmm. And when that skein wears out, you bump that skein out and drive a new one in. And sometimes, most of the time, the skein will wear out ahead of the thimble, but sometimes the thimble will eventually wear out, and you have to replace the thimble on the end of the axle again.
Mm-hmm. And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
He's hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I suppose it was a log across the road, you'd say, well, I just tied a rope to it and
snake it out.
Ever heard anybody
use it? Was called in our time as snaking log. Mm-hmm. That was the mule dragging it on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned drag, or you might say, I just tied a rope to it and what? Besides snake, could you have said?
Snake it out. That was the way we addressed it, is snaking those logs.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What did you use to break the ground with in the spring?
We used a regular old ratchet stock, which had wooden handles and wooden beams, mm-hmm. with a steel foot that was attached to the back end of that beam, and the handles go down and fasten to the back end of the beam, and the plow goes on the end of that foot. Mm-hmm. You can get a turning plow. That is for the purpose of preparing your saw, bedding it up or flat breaking it. And the straight shovel is opening, or the buster is to open the furrows for planting. Mm-hmm. And the scrapes and sweeps and scooters are used as leads on the scrapes to side your cotton, peanuts, or corn, or what have you. Mm-hmm. And the sweeps were made solid. It served, it had an individual point that without any other attachment for its lead to put it in the ground.
Now, what do you call the kind of plow that, after you've broken the ground, you break up the ground even finer, very fine?
That's a disc. Mm-hmm. We use a disc. Mm-hmm. We had a what we call the